Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Root Zone LGR Study Group call on 19th of November 2018. We have Ajay, Dennis, Gaurav, Pitinan and Samrat on the call. Over to you, Dennis.
Thank you, Samrat. Welcome everyone to another call. So today, let's do a quick review on number three. This is a new guideline. I mean, it was inserted. If you remember the last call, we were discussing, talking about those cases when you have an invalid label, but the script is supported, but it's just a matter of a code point that is missing or invalid rules, what have you. And so we wanted to, one thing was clear, right? Because that was a rules on LGR calculation, the label should not proceed, must not proceed. And it is up to the policy board, GNSO, CCNSO, to decide what to do with that invalid label. Because we are just talking about or dealing with the technical aspects of the application of the rules on LGR. So this group does not dictate any policy, just lays out what are the implications of the use of the rules on LGR as a tool. So the label must not proceed, and policy should be aware of what to do with of that label. And what we're doing here is peeling that these use cases as to what are the reasons a label is calculated as invalid, right? When the script is supported, the label is going to be invalid because of the code point that it, a code point or code points that are used in the label. They're not in the repertoire. They're not valid. Or there is a whole evaluation rule that is not being, the label is not complying with, or any other reason, right? So we are laying out all these cases here so that policy is aware of what to do in each of those cases. For example, if a applied for label contains a coupon that is outside IDNA 2008, that's simply a no-go. Right, that there is no way that label can proceed unless the protocol is revised and a coupon is incorporated in IDNA 2008 and subsequently to the rules on LGR through the LGR procedure process. But what about a coupon? Is IDNA 2008 valid? It was included in the MSR, but it was simply not incorporated in the roots, in the script, in the proposal of the relevant script. So there may be a chance for that apply for label to continue in the process, provided that the code point is analyzed and explicitly incorporated into a future version of the roots on LDR, and then only then the apply for label can be validated through the tool and then allow for to proceed through the process. So this is number three, discusses all these points. And we can see if though every use case is being taken into account here. Okay, so let's just go through this. I want to spend, so it's 14. I don't want to. I want to spend just 10 minutes because we already discussed this. I want to make sure that all the ideas were incorporated here. But I mean, of course, we can allow for offline review and put more comments into this item, right? So before we do the review, any comments before that? So I'm looking at the chat room or
no comment. Okay.
All right, let's go on. So let me just read
Dennis, is it better here?
AJ, yes, you want to comment something?
Yeah, I think only on a fundamental note that, and I think in the past also I have said that we are here to look for LGR application, and we do not know what is beyond LGR. We do not understand. We should not try to understand. We should not account for any single character which is beyond LGR. We are not here to look for any other character or code point or Unicode characters. We are here only specifically for LGR application. And that's, having said that, that beyond anything LGR, there can be many, many cases which we are not capable and expert of, which can come in the applications. So I guess, if we all agree, then our focus should be only on LGR and not preempt any other character which is beyond LGR and have a recommendation of that. I would look at where it, so that we narrow our boundary and do not confuse anyone else, because then we start talking about another characters and go back to many, many other things which can lead to. So I thought that that may be considered. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. And yes, no, I agree with you. I mean, it's our mandate, our charter is to focus on the technical aspects of the LGR and advise subsequent policy work what are the things that they need to consider. So I believe the narrative here that we are providing is in line with that. We are not dictating how policy should work or deal with invalid labels, but we are making them aware of the different use cases as to how a label is invalid, right? And not every case is going to be the same, and not every case may have every use case may have a different way to deal with those. So that's what we're dealing with. And so we have to make sure, as you pointed out, we have to make sure we are not crossing the boundaries of, beyond the LGR or dictating policy beyond the LGR procedure. And I see you agreeing, AJ. Thank you. All right, so let's from the beginning, it says when an apply for TLD is subject to rules on LGR processing, the LGR will calculate the either of two values, valid or invalid, right? We're not talking about variance at this point, but just how the rules on LGR validates a label per the coupon repertoire and the whole label evaluation rules. So after these two values, right, we have these two values, valid or invalid. Consequently, an apply for TLD that is determined to be valid may proceed with a relevant evaluation process, whereas an apply for TLD that is determined invalid must not proceed. The reason being, it was found to be in conflict with the repertoire and or certain whole level evaluation rules. Right, and the reason we're saying must not proceed, because allowing it to proceed would invalidate the rules on LGR itself. So, and we are recommending, right, if the policy accepts to use the rules on LGR, it must use it in every single case and not just making it a just one element of the decision, but if the rules on LGR is applied, the result have to be final. I think that's where we are going here. So we continue under this context, 3.1, the GNSO and CCNSO may develop subsequent policy to determine how to deal with invalid apply for TLD labels. For example, suspend or reject the apply for TLD label. And this is because we don't deal with suspension or rejection That's what we discussed last week. That's a matter of policy process deciding what to do with that label. We, as a Roots on LGR application, the function of the Roots on LGR stops at the output of the Roots on LGR, right? And so we continue explaining our rationale. While there may be merits for either choice, the following items should be considered. And this is where we enter into the different use cases as to why a label is invalid. And this is sort of an education for subsequent policy making people to understand what are these different cases. For number one, right, policy must not override the results of the Roots on LGR. That is, policy alone cannot turn an invalid label to a valid label, or vice versa. Doing so would invalidate the Roots on LGR. And this is a fundamental thing that we talk about. When the Roots on LGR is applied, its calculations should be deterministic. Otherwise, there is no point of using the Roots on LGR. 3.1.2. We're right here. The Roots on LGR defines the upper limit of copoints, which are valid for top-level labels. Therefore, an apply for label containing any disallowed copoints per IDNA 2008 or its successors must not proceed. And this is very obvious for us, but again, we are educating subsequent policy work as to why this is important and why this is the case.
So can I make a comment?
Yes, Arma, please, go ahead.
So in this case, I think just keeping the second half is sufficient, right? Just first sentence till the semicolon, actually, it's okay to keep it, but it's redundant in this context.
Yes. You're saying that the first sentence is redundant?
Yes, you can start with an applied for label containing any disallowed code points. I think that sentence is sufficient. It's not really dependent on Roots on LGR anymore.
Thank you, Sarma. Yes, I tend to agree with you. I think I don't have strong feelings about keeping it or removing it, so that's fine. Yeah, I see this point. All right, let's continue. If the apply for label contains a code point or code points that is or are not included in the MSR but are valid, meaning protocol valid per IDNA 2008 or its successors, the apply for label may proceed with the evaluation process provided the code points are included in a new version of the MSR and explicitly included in the Roots on LGR by the corresponding integration and script generation panel. So here, this is very important. It's not only, so the case is the label has a coupon that is not included in the, is included, I'm sorry, it's not in the MSR, but it's valid per IDNA. So as several of you are aware of how the LGR procedure works and how the integration panel comes up with the MSR, it is possible that a future version of MSR may incorporate new code points. So if the applicant makes the case that such code points should be incorporated into MSR, then policy may defer the inclusion of that, may ask for the integration panel to review that case, and from there, the LGR procedure has to follow its process, that meaning integration panel has to review the merits of adding that code point. If they agree that that coupon should be incorporated in MSR, they will do so, and then defer that to the script generation panel in order to analyze and do the due diligence of incorporating such coupon, and then submit the proposal back to the integration panel. The integration panel will review, and if they accept it, then they will integrate it again to the a new version of the Rootson AGR, and then only then that label can be reprocessed by the AGR, and then will be maybe be deemed valid. So that's the use case here. Is that well understood in this point 313?
Yep.
All right. So I have a yes from Samar. What about AJ and Gaurav? Any comments?
Yes. No comments. That's correct. Yes.
All right. Thank you. AJ agrees as well. All right. So that's one. Okay. And the next one, so the next one is the other case where 314 now is applied for label contains a copoint or copoints that are not in the Rootson AGR but included in the then current MSR. The applied for label may proceed provided the copoints are included in a new version of the Rootson AGR that this new version of the Rootson AGR determines apply for label as valid. So again, this is a case where the coupon is in the MSR, but it's not in the Rootson AGR. So it might be the case, and I think I have a footnote 4 here. It might be the case that the relevant script generation panel did review that coupon, because it was included in MSR, did review that coupon and decided to explicitly exclude such coupons. So therefore, there's going to be a quick conversation between that generation panel back to the policy work, and they will say, no, this is not, we already reviewed that, and this is not allowed, or whatever the case might be. So let me put number 4. So this is a footnote here, right, that tries to deal with that, that it says certain coupons that were considered in the MSR but explicitly excluded from the corresponding scripts proposal may never be included in the Rootson AGR. Applicants should carefully reconsider applying for a TLD that contains a coupon that were explicitly excluded from the Rootson AGR, as these coupons may never be considered for inclusion in a new version of the Rootson AGR. We know Mirjana has joined us. Thank you, Mirjana. And let me turn back to the queue. Sarmat, please, you have your hands up.
Thank you, Dennis. So just a small comment. Leading into these four specific items, I think upfront you initially suggested that the label could be invalid for two reasons. One, because it contains a code point which is not included in Root Zone LGR, but there's another reason, and that is that there is a WLE rule which is blocking that particular label. So I guess just raising that, would it be useful to explicitly list that these four clauses apply to the former case and not the latter case?
That is a very good observation, Sarma. That was an omission from my part. Yes, whole label evolution rules needs to be discussed here on a 315, or I don't know if I'm able to incorporate it in any of the no, I think it deserves its own. I'll just put a note here.
Right. So you could actually do a 3.2.
A 3.2.
3.1 maybe talks about the cases where label is invalid because of the code point not being included, and 3.2 obviously looks at the case where the code point is included but is invalidated because of a whole label evaluation rule.
That is, yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Sarmat. Thank you. Let me see the chat room here. Okay, AJ agrees. 3.2 is appropriate to incorporate whole level evaluation rules. I think that's what you are referring to. All right.
And so I guess the question is that in the case of WLEs, is there a possibility of a label becoming valid from invalid?
It may. I guess that's the what we are. If they make a good case, it may be the case. Right? Let's talk about that.
Yes. So the request obviously will need to go back to the generation panel, and they may consider loosening the rule to allow such a label. But I guess that would be the possible mechanism, right?
Yes. Yes. Same thing as adding or removing coupons. I will have to go to the relevant generation panel. They will have to review the merits of the such request, either adding a coupon or adding or removing a whole level evaluation rule. AJ, your hands up. Please go ahead.
AJ, we are creating lots of. Can you hear me now?
Yes, AJ. We can hear you now. Continue.
Hello? Okay. So, I have a feeling that, when we are moving, having lots of ifs and buts for the to deal with all kind of cases, and possibly we will not be able to deal with all kind of cases here, we will leave something out of our discussion and thought process, no matter how good and how much time we spend. I have a few questions. One, we are, whatever cases we are doing beyond LGR, we are expecting that the generation panel is still active or not abundant, or we are expecting that generation panel is going to be reformed to deal with these kind of cases. And what if there is not a generation panel for months and years, then how do we keep these applications pending at ICANN end? What happens to them? Thanks.
Thank you, AJ. So the question is, what if what we're saying here, right, it's that any case of missing code points or whole level evaluation rules review should be deferred back to the generation panel. And the question is, what if the generation panel does not exist anymore at that time? What to do? Is that a question? AJ,
this is the question.
That's a question. Okay. I don't have a good answer, and I think that's beyond, that's what I believe. That would be beyond our charter, and I don't think we have the answer, and I don't think we don't need to discuss that at this point. We know there is a AGR procedure that has been adopted by the ICANN board, and that's the way the rules on AGR needs to be maintained. And therefore, that's what we know. Now, it's going to be up to, I guess, ICANN, the organization, to take that request or try to organize and call for a generation panel to be formed again. Because that's what the LGR procedure dictates. But beyond that, I don't think it's right. It's for us to explain how to do that. Or I guess
Ajay Datta here again.
Yes, so, go ahead, AJ.
So that's the reason I was thinking that then why it should be our problem, Dennis, that if something is not part of LGR, we are which is defined by GP, and we are trying to accommodate that application and not reject it. And of course, we discussed about it in detail. I was just trying to wonder whether we are creating a deadlock for the application and with no result for a long period. So whether we are pushing that application towards that, I am just concerned for that point. And we also know with the fact that once the LGR process is over and integrated, the GPs are not likely to exist. They are supposed to be dissolved in all good cases. So this is also a fair assumption, or is it not a fair assumption?
Okay, Agent, noted. Let me give some opportunity to talk, that Edmond, and then I can come back. Sarma, please go ahead.
Thank you. So I also want to raise this concern that even though this is a policy matter, I think we really also need to be mindful that at least based on the current knowledge from the previous round of GTLD applications, this is actually done in a finite process where we have these panels which are open, operating, all the applications are going through these panels, and then review panels and then objection panels. And at some point, all these panels will close and the application round will then eventually sunset. And if we put all these other applications in suspended mode, probably unprocessed, then once the application round has been sunset and maybe, you know, 4 months later one application come through, do we need to start the whole application process again and then close it, and then we get one more application another 4 months later and we have to turn the whole machinery again? So it seems like it's going to be very challenging to suspend without a time limit and then try to in a way process these applications on a rolling basis afterwards, because the machinery is going to be turned off for the application review, and then after that it will become very I guess inefficient, at least to process such applications. So I guess even though we're recommending this, and Edmund's now on the call as well, so since he's raised this point earlier as well, I think it's probably worth discussing what Dr. Data raised on, you know, how do we, even though we're deferring it to policy and policy should really decide on it, but is that really a practical solution? Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Edmond and AJ.
Thank you. sorry for coming on late and if I'm speaking out of context, but I guess this is the point where I would say I'll repeat this one more time, and I will just leave it at that, and I won't push for it further. But before I do that, I want to ask, this is going out to, are we going through any public comment process for this, or are we just going to develop it and done with it? If there is, then I suggest we include this as a question out to the public comments. But let me come back I'll try to explain this as clear as I could, especially to AJ. If an applicant applies and gets rejected, there is no recourse. And if the applicant really wants to challenge the LGR process and one or two code points that they really care about, they also have no recourse in the current both processes currently. And this is the only place where we could leave a door open. And we're not leaving the door completely open. We're asking the policy guys to make a decision on it, because ultimately, I don't think this is a decision for us. This is a decision that's outside of the scope of this particular working group and should be a policy discussion. We could make clearer identifications of those challenges that I guess you mentioned and also Samad mentioned, and I understand that. But I do want to stress that if you are an applicant, and I urge you to think of it as being the applicant, you would really rather be suspended than rejected, because you would have no recourse and you can't really appeal for it. But if you're suspended, you can at least go through a process to try to get to the bottom of it. And if you want out as an applicant, that's actually pretty easy. To stay in is actually harder. If you want out, you can always withdraw. And if you hit the bump and, you say, oh, okay, I didn't do it on purpose, you can easily withdraw. But if you did it on purpose and you get rejected, there would be no recourse. All right. So I said as much as I think is enough. Again, I guess it's probably best that, if there's some sort of consensus or voting mechanism or some way, and we are doing a public comment period, then please include this, and I'm happy to be a minority statement or some sort in any case to put this forward. But if not, then I'm happy to go with the consensus. If this is not, it should, we should make it clear and just reject the application.
Thank you, Edmund. I just want to react quickly. I tend to agree with Edmund, because of the fundamental, what we're giving the applicant is choice, right? They are applying for a TLD, they are putting a not, small amount of resources, money, time-wise, and so they have the choice to continue. They are informed. We have to assume that those applying for a TLD, they are informed applicants, and they are going with full knowledge of what they are going ahead with. Granted that there may be some omissions along the way, and they have the choice to either continue or withdraw. And that's what I like about where we are going with this, right? We are staying out of making any policy decisions. We're just determining the rules on LGR behave this way, and we're giving your policy makers information about the cases, and you have to decide what to do with that, with full knowledge of that. So let's go now to AJ and then Sarmat.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. There's a little bit of delay, but yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
So, okay. So, I think it is not about, I think we are all speaking the same thing. It's only a matter of approach towards the solving the issue. And my issue is very limited. I may seem to be indifferent than what suggestions may be on the floor, but my contention is very limited to that if somebody is applying for an application, he is already probably validating his label. And as you have said, he is an informed user. He is an informed applicant. So what causes him to add a code point which is not valid? Hence, once somebody is trying to apply a label, in spite of he is considered as an aware applicant, then the story is some more there. My guess is that if somebody is really interested in a particular code point to be included in his label, then better to approach the ICANN to start a new GP and revise that LR, rather than finding a shortcut and forcing ICANN to go to the GP and start a GP again. I think that there's a different approach. So I was just trying that let us not put burden on ICANN to hold that application and push GP if it is active, and if it is not active, then try to create one and resolve this. Another way to look at is, and if it solves the problem, if we can recommend, I don't know if we can recommend it or not, that if the label is not validated, as far as the string is concerned, if the reason of rejection is because of the code point beyond LGR, then can we suggest that it may not have the cost implication which he forfeits the entire money. If it solves the purpose, I am just giving another layout. Maybe it's beyond our scope for sure, it's policy. But however, can we recommend something like that? But I think, as I had once said, I will also end my argument here, but it's a matter of only approach that we do not burden ourselves on that. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ. Sarma, go ahead.
Thank you. So I guess what I, first of all, I just wanted to respond to Edmund's comment that yes, the intention is that once we're done with the recommendations, we will take them out for public comment before we finalize them. So that part is going to happen. Coming back to this particular discussion, so I was not suggesting, I think, that we should not allow for this. I guess what I was more concerned about was the how to deal with the practical details. So in some mechanism, we need to, maybe if you can think of something that can be potentially suggested, some mechanism to time bound this. Just thinking out aloud, again, this is probably not, I'm not sure whether this is really relevant here or not, or is it a policy matter, but one possibility could be that the applicant can, for example, get an initial response from a GP where GP says that they will be able to, for example, consider this request. I guess in that case as well, the GP may take an arbitrary long time to review and come back. Perhaps it can be done in a shorter time, because in this particular context, we're really looking at a very small scope where the applicant is really providing all the argumentation. The GP is just really looking at the argumentation, having a quick discussion, coming back and saying that, they agree or not agree, and then the integration panel obviously making that final call. So is there like a possibility that we can time bound this so that this can still be done within the framework of the round rather than going beyond the frame of the round, because again, as I said, it becomes a little impractical. So again, I think it may be a good idea to perhaps raise this as a public comment, as Edmund suggested. Maybe we can think of possible mechanisms to make it work within the process, rather than trying to ask the community to develop something, because they may actually not really understand how the GPIP kind of process works when they are developing policy, I guess, or process to manage this through policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarma. Good points there. Just to react to Sarmat's suggestion, so if about the time bound, I'm just thinking, wouldn't that be a policy thing? Because I don't think how would we, as a technical aspect, dictate that appeal process or form generation panel. We could dictate a time limit for that.
Sorry, quick reaction to that. Didn't raise my hand, but I guess what I was, one possibility could be that when we raise this to public comment, we raise this as a potential concern, and ask whether it is appropriate for maybe suggest the subsequent policy when they're considering these aspects. Another aspect they need to consider is how this would fit into this application window, I guess. And whether there is need to time bound it or not. So we can raise it as a question rather than actually a recommendation, perhaps for the policy to eventually consider. I totally agree, this is not something we can actually determine as a technical recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarman. Well, good discussion here, good points. I thought it was going to be quicker, but all good. So I think we have good points to add here, and potentially with this, we'd consider posing a question for the public comments, and then from the comments, we'll come back and really, adjust, the language and recommendations. I'm just reacting to the chat room. Yes, Edmund, I think we agree. Yeah, it's what we're here is to provide more information, more granularity, if you will, as to the cases, so that policy can make policy, if you will, process well informed with the nuances of how the fruits and LGR is applied and what does any valid or invalid results mean for as to the application of the tool. All right, so that was good. So we are 6 minutes to the top of the hour, so I don't want to go to a different section because we will stop in the middle of it. Any more comments on this item of invalid labels per the routes on LGR for scripts that are supported? So again, going back to the chat room, AJ asking, can we have a section as note to policy and write everything under it for policy? Well, I think that's what we're doing here on this, each of these sections, AJ. Not sure if, we can write something like an appendix or something summarizing all of the recommendations, but I think the best place to do that is within each of the items that we're discussing. But I'm not against of the doing like a appendix for policy, right, to note items. So I think that that would be a good thing as a summary. Yes. All right. Mirjana is typing. Let me see. And while I'm waiting for Mirjana's comment, let me check my calendar here again. So our next meeting will be on November 26th, same time. I will I'll just review all the this section based on our discussion today, and then I'll ask you to review online. And next week we'll touch on a new item. So we will just leave it here for until we're ready for public comments. But of course, you're welcome to do review, add your comments offline, and then we can come back when we can. So with that, any other final comments before we adjourn?
Thank you very much, Dennis. Very great.
Good. Good, AJ. Thank you. So with that, that's okay, Edmund. I know you were kind of multitasking, so that's all good. Good input, though, today. So with that...
So can I leave, Dennis?
Yes, AJ, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I specific also, can I leave, as I think we are done now from here.
All right. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a great Monday, great weekend, and great week. I'm already jumping to the weekend, so we have a short week here in the U.S., but yeah, have a great week, and off to you on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.